Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel, in the days of Shamgar the son of Anath, in the days of Jael the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through highways. The inhabitants of villages ceased, they ceased. Till that I, Deborah, arose, that I rose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods, then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or a spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? Of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Speak that ye ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that have delivered from the noise of archers. In the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord. Even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel, then shall the people of the Lord go down to the Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. Ephraim there was a root of them through Amalek, after thee Benjamin among thy people. Out of Makar came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handle the hand of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. He was sent on now among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks. For the divisions of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. Why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breeches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. rivers of Kesham swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kesham. Oh, my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of the prancings, the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse ye, Mescal, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall be she be above the women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temple. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell where he bowed. There he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out the window and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot?" Her wise ladies answered her. Yea, she returned, answered to herself. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey to every man a damsel or two? To Sisera.